I'm Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a Rav, first of all, right? The Bach, as opposed to Shmuel. Let's keep our Mabarim very straight here. Okay, so let's, before we get to Rav Yochanan, because that's where things start to get complicated, you have a straight mimer of Rav, lehalacha, that there is a din of Birchas HaTorah mida raisa, based on a pasuk in Parshas Hazino, ki shem Hashem ekra, havugo de lelokenu. So, what are your conclusions of this mimer? A couple of important points that have to be drawn out.
First question, don't we use this pasuk for Zimun?
Okay.
Don't we try not to make Yashua on this
time? Well, it depends whether you think that this is really an independent idea. Try to develop it further.
So you could say that, I guess Zimun is trying to include other people in
Liberate yourself in that for a second. Just stay with the fundamentals.
So first,
so what kind of bracha are we talking about? Let's start there.
Seems like a birchas
hashem. Good, right? So Rav's position that birchas haTorah was din daraisa, it sounds like a din daraisa. He's quoting a pasuk in the Chumash, is supportive of the idea that it's a birchas shavach voda. Now, Akiva, how does that comport with Daf Yud Aleph?
Okay.
But it does really work nicely
with the last day of,
with Rav Hamnuna and the fact that is considered the Mu'ula Shabi Brachos, right? As Rashi said, Mu'ula Shabi Brachos HaTorah. Ephraim and I went back and forth about that yesterday. I was happy to say that Rashi was with me. So Kishem Hashem Ekra Havugod Elokeinu. Second point, right? So it sounds like it's a Birchas Shavach Vehoda. Second point is that how is Torah being referenced here? As Shem Hashem. Now, how does that comport with Daf Yud Aleph? Would that be a very new suggestion based on Daf Yud Aleph?
No.
Not? Shemi?
Well, is that why there are opinions that say we'd only do Tanakh, which came directly from Hashem?
Oh, I'm thinking of something a little bit more direct. Ephraim?
Yudei Shemacha.
Good. Yeah. Right, so the Talmud Torah is described as Yediyas Shem Hashem. Or to use an expression that you might have heard somewhere at some point, Mitoch Kach HaTamakir Mishamar V'haya Ha'olam. It's like the name is a way that you come to know somebody and refer to them, so we can't really know Hashem. The way that we can know Him is the way that He allows Himself to be known, that is to say, through His revealed word, through the Torah itself. So, the fact is that Talmud Torah is almost synonymous with Yediyas Shem Hashem, very fascinating thing. So Yodei Shemecha in either Oskei Terasecha or Lomdei Terasecha. So that would be the second point. Now the third point, Miss Gemara, just again, before you get to even Rabbi Yochanan, that's where it gets very, very complicated, I admit, but within the world of Rav, he's connecting the institution of Birchas HaTorah to what? Good. What do you have to say about that?
They seem like very, very like opposite things. But I mean, I guess this relates to the Gemara at the end. But food is something that we see as like more like fleeting and something that's very materialistic versus Torah, which we would say gives us life forever. So
you're right. So I think you're front loading the answer a little bit. But what do you have to say about the comparison? I mean, Rav also was aware of that. But obviously strengthens the point that he conceptualized Birchas HaTorah Midaraisa as Birchas Shavach V'Hoda. The paradigmatic Birchas Shavach V'Hoda is clearly Birchas HaMazon. But, you know, what else might you say? That, in the most basic level, I know that you started to, you know, front-load the answer of the Gemara, but Birchas HaMazon is a reflection of this idea that this is absolutely... It's a gift from God, and it's absolutely, that's what I call the Birchas Shavach Voda, but is it like a peripheral importance?
Yes, sir.
This is absolutely vital to our existence, right? Kilo alechem levado yichya ha'adam, kel kol motza pi Hashem yichya ha'adam. This Gemara really captures that spirit, right? That this is literally keim chayenu v'erechamenu. A person can starve to death, and a person can spiritually starve to death. I think Rabbi Akiva had something to say about that, right?
Yeah.
I think we remember that. So, you know, Rav seems to be making three very important points in couching his argument that Berachas HaTorah is din d'oraisa. First of all, Berachas Shevach Hodah, like Berachas HaMazon. Number two, Shem Hashem, ki Shem Hashem ekra, havu goda lelokeinu, right? The Yediya Shem Hashem, the Talmud Torah is about coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We've, I think, formulated that extensively over the opening of our Shirim this year in terms of the concept of Ahava. And third, right, I know, Akiva, you know, rightly pointing out the end of the Gemara, but at least the, you know, beginning of the Gemara, it's important to note, right, like before we get too fancy about it, that Rav is introducing this notion that there has to be a bracha because this is just absolutely essential. Now, again, we have to figure out lacharehal nefaneha issues, but just like, you know, mazon is essential, a person will die at some point, you know, from, you know, lack of sustenance, lack of calories, lack of nutrition. So, you know, Torah is no different. I think that's implicit in Rav's argument. Now, let's take a look at Rabbi Yochanan. The Rabbi Yochanan is a very, very complex limud. It's very difficult to understand what Rabbi Yochanan is saying exactly, so you have to work our way through it almost in a painstaking manner. Okay, so go ahead, Rabbi Yochanan.
Amar Rabbi Yochanan, lamanu birchas haTorah la'acharecha,
in birchas hamazon, mikal v'chomer. So now it seems like Rabbi Yochanan, he's disagreeing with Rav, or he's agreeing in building? He's right. It seems like he's taking the next step. So this is the amazing thing. I know you already know that it's a minority view in the Rishonim that Berachas HaTorah is a din d'oraisa, but it's a maimer of Rav, which seems undisputed in the Gemara, number one. And number two, it seems pretty clear that Rabbi Yochanan is building off of it, because again, Rabbi Yochanan is now trying to go for Berachas HaTorah le'achareha, right, min HaTorah, based on a kal v'chomer, right? But the entire kal v'chomer, as we'll see, is predicated on the idea that it's absolutely true that there's a Berachas HaTorah lefaneha. Right? Okay, so this kal v'chomer. Okay, so Akiva, help us understand the kal v'chomer. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, l'manu birchas haTorah l'achar mi birchas hamazon mi kal v'chomer, birchas hamazon lefaneh mi birchas haTorah mi kal v'chomer. He's going to explicate. Birchas haTorah
l'achareha
min
birchas hamazon mi kal v'chomer, u'ma mazon she'in ta'um lefaneh.
So it's the relative kal, because it does not require a bracha beforehand.
And nevertheless, ta'um l'achareha, it still needs a bracha.
Or l'acharav.
Torah, which is
the relative chamor, because it requires a bracha beforehand, so surely there should be a concept of birchas haTorah l'acharecha midaraisa. So again, you guys are, you know, ketzad mevarchem, I wouldn't say, you know, experts, but, you know, you've got your feet wet here, so you probably, you know, saw this line and said, what do you mean that there's no concept of, you know, mazon lefaneha min haTorah, right? Doesn't that seem pretty clear that it was option one of four? Yeah, so, right, that it's a din d'rabbanan, as opposed to, you know, the svara being a din d'oraisa, or, you know, the Ritva's version of the asmachta, called the Ratzon HaTorah. Talmidim of Shechter, very, very fond of that particular Ritva, the din of tfila, just helping, you know, you guys do chazara here. So what does Rashi do? Rashi sort of helps move us away from that. How? Avi, you saw Rashi in this Gemara. What does Rashi immediately say? Not that it doesn't really require a bracha, but that there's no explicit pasuk, right? This Rashi seems to be open to the proposition that there really is a din d'oraisa of birchas hamazon lefaneh. Kilomer shlomatzinu la mikra mefurash levarich lefaneh. Okay, so that Rashi was a very important makor, and I'm sure will continue to be for your purposes going forward. Okay. So, Akiva, just explain this kal v'chomer to me. I'm not sure I really understand it.
It seems very difficult, but the bottom, it still fits the nature of a kal v'chomer. You have one kal, which is, I guess, not having a bracha makes it seem like it's less of lesser importance in a way.
Okay.
So now, when you say, so this one, which has a bracha, then of course it's going to have one
the other way, right? So the other way, it starts the other way. It says, oh, you know, mazon, which doesn't have a bracha lefana, which, as you said correctly, makes it the relative kal, and yet it still has la'achareha, so then surely something which is a relative chamor, because you have to make a bracha beforehand, that will surely require a bracha afterwards. Is that somehow compatible with our basic notion of a kal v'chomer? I mean, we've identified a difference, but is there something obviously kal and chamor about it?
I guess it depends how you understand the bracha. If a bracha is meant to give something chashivus, then yeah, there's something I guess you could say chamor about it. So it seems like...
Please elaborate what you mean by that. Because I think that's a very important point, and I think you're now getting us a little bit closer to understanding the kal v'chomer. It's extremely important to note that Rav felt that these were both birchos shevach v'hodah. So we're saying that that's really interesting, right? What's the normal template? I think Rabbi Yochanan is assuming that you're coming in with some knowledge here, that the normal template of birchos shevach v'hodah is when?
Afterwards,
okay? So he says, wow, this is really interesting here. Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas Shevach V'odah beforehand. Maybe that makes it relatively chamor. But it can't possibly be that if it's subject to Birchas Shevach V'odah, that it won't at least have the baseline Birchas Shevach V'odah. Okay? So maybe that's a little bit what he's saying. But the second half of the Kal V'chomer is even more challenging. Go ahead, Akiva. Let's take a little bit further. It's a very unconventional form of a kal v'chomer, right. But if you assume that piece of background, that birchas shevach v'hodah universally afterwards, so then you could make the argument that something that already requires shevach beforehand is chamor within the world of birchas shevach v'hodah. That I don't think is an indefensible proposition.
Okay.
However, the second half of the kal v'chomer is just very, very difficult. Go ahead. Because now we want to present Torah as the relative kal.
Because it doesn't have...
It lacks la'achareha. So this one is, I think, even more difficult than the first half. But what's, you know, the most difficult of all is to say both of these things at the same time. Because once... What's that? Of course. Right, and so that's very, very difficult. Yeah, I agree, Noam. I would use that word as well. So the argument of Rabbi Yochanan, we could understand why this got very, very, very little traction. What's more difficult to understand is the fact that the argument of Rav didn't get more traction. We'll see that in a second. But let's take a look just the last three lines of the Gemara. And Akiva, I want to hear how you understand them. So, Ikal HaMifrach, we can break the Kal V'chomer in the following sense. That each one has its own internal logic. Go ahead. So what's the Gemara really saying? What's the rejoinder to Rabbi Yochanan?
Explain what the internal dynamic is
with each one. Mazon, the mechayev of a birchas hodah is... Okay, good. Right.
You're eating food, you're getting satiated.
Now, again, the Gemara then said, well, if you have to say thank you, this is now back to Gemara and Lamed Hey, right? I'm glad you guys did see that, Gemara. So, you know, if you're going to say thank you, you should probably say please as well. That's the svara of Asher Ladam Lahedos Minolam Zeblo Bracha. I mentioned it to Rabbi Sablovsky after this year. I'll mention it to you now. He's waiting to mention it to this point. That's really what I think the fifth option is, that even if you accept, let's quote, not all svaras are created equal, right? That was the Sablovsky and Levi exchange, right? This svara is a particularly strong svara because this svara seems to be deeply rooted in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says you have to express gratitude. Right, and so the svara would say, well, then it makes sense that if you're going to get hana, you should have to say please as well. But be that as it may, right, what the Gemara is doing now is to say the dynamic of food is that you appreciate it for having eaten it and having had the hana both in the physical sense of pleasure, but also the fact that this is now sustaining you. Whereas Torah, the shevach is really shekein chai olam. How do you interpret that? I think this is where the action is.
As opposed to the hana'ah, where it only makes sense to actually say the bracha afterward, that thing where
it only makes sense. You should have to say please. I think it makes sense. I think it is. It sounds like you have to say please before you benefit from somebody's things. But okay, I don't subscribe to that line. But okay, but just within Torah.
The chai olam is I guess you're thanking for like the opportunity.
Good. That's the word. It's the opportunity to access Dvar Hashem, to be amongst those who are Yodei Shemo. Shesamta Chalkenu Miyoshei Beis HaMedrash. That itself is an extremely important recognition, that the opportunity to engage in the enterprise is a privilege. And so the Ikala Mifrach seems to be that each institution, Mazon and Torah, have their own dynamic in terms of what the essential Mechayiv is for Hodah. Is it the sustenance? Right? You wouldn't say, you know, you have to thank God for the opportunity to eat. Right? You might have to say please. But you would say we have to express gratitude for the opportunity to come close to God. That cannot be taken for granted. So that's the Ikal Mifrach. And then, you know, now we can Reb Elazar Bar Pedas the whole thing with Beit Mevin Yevin. Go ahead. Be'otznan. No, Reb Elazar Ben Pedas it. Because now we're just quoting a source. Okay. So the Gemara relates to Rabbi Yochanan with the Tiyovta. So many, many, many of the Rishonim assume that undermine this entire section with Amar of Yehuda, Amar Rav. Right? But you could say the Tiyovta applies and the Rabbi Yochanan and still maintain, and who did, as you know? Good. We're going to get to the Ramban, right? It's a major part of our analysis. The Ramban thought the Brachas HaTorah was a din d'oraisa, and lo and behold, what kind of bracha do you think that he thought it was? Brachas Shevach V'Hodah. Not because of Yud Aleph, the Rav Hamnuna, though that didn't hurt. Right? But it's based on Chaf Aleph. What's that? The Tiyufta seems like it's on Rabbi Yochanan. The Ikal HaMifrach is only related to the Rabbi Yochanan point. Now, other Rishonim knew how to learn also, right? The Ramban wasn't the only Rishon who knew how to learn. So why do you think they interpreted the Tiyufta to go all the way back?
Because Rabbi Yochanan was working off of
I think that's true. But I think you could say, Noam, say it stronger.
I think the whole point of this challenge was that the entire Muslim are two different modes of life. And that goes back to Rabbi Yochanan.
Outstanding, Noam. Very good, right? So that's why we pointed out that third dimension, that third nofach of Rav himself, who seemed to think that the two were connected. So it's not absurd to say that the Ikal HaMifrach is on Rav as well. The Ramban was very comfortable with Rav. Okay, so this is what we have here. This is a critically important Gemara. Again, it establishes Birchas Shevach V'Hodah as the character of Birchas HaTorah D'Oraisa, if you accept that. It establishes Limud HaTorah as Yediyas Shem Hashem, and it establishes the vitality, the crucial nature of Talmud Torah for supporting human life, no less than Mazon, and maybe even more, Shekein Chaye Olam, by the time you get to the end of the Gemara, because it's not just that it enables us to exist in this world, but the opportunity transcends, you know, transcends in a qualitative sense, not in a quantitative sense, the importance of food. Right? Food is important in a very contingent way, because it allows us in Kemach in Torah, but the Ein Torah in Kemach piece is, if you don't have Torah, then like why in the world would you want Kemach? Of what value would life be? Dehainu, Rabbi Akiva, Samach Aleph Amid Beis. Okay, let's take a look now at Ava Rabba. Okay, so again, Rashi thought that Ava Rabba was a kind of a bakasha. B'mechilas quod toraso, it seems to me that it's primarily not a bakasha. But let's read it and let's analyze it. We heard about a gadol last week who used to give shir on the machzor. So we're in good company, right? Okay. This is from the Sidur. Okay. By the way, the whole idea of Ava Rabba, that's a machlokes between Shmuel and the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan have?
Ava Sosa.
Okay. What do we do?
I was here, I was over in the evening.
There's enough love to go around. We split the difference. Okay, who wants to read Ava Rabba? Okay, Levi, go ahead.
Ava Rabba, Avinu, Shem Akenu. Kumbav, Dizav, Israel, Kamata, Alenu. Avinu, Akenu, Ba'avur, Avosenu, Kakaku, Lecha.
Okay, so let's, you know, stop here, sort of reflect on what's being said. The opening verses seem to indicate that Hashem, as the Melamed HaTorah, V'Talamdim Chukei Chaim, was manifesting what? Levi, go ahead.
The Ahava Hashem?
He was manifesting enormous Ahava. Ahava Rabba. Chemla Gedola V'yisera. So that... Is this a Bakasha? Is this a, you know, sort of something akin to a Birchas HaMitzvah? Or is this a... Shevach V'Hodah. Right? We're expressing Hodah on God's demonstration of love for the Jewish people. How does God manifest His love for the Jewish people? We're teaching us the Torah. Okay? So I think that it's clear that the first part of Ahava Rabba is clear. It's just very clear that it's in the mode of Hodah. Now, does that comport with Daf Chaf Aleph? For sure.
Yeah.
Right? Does that comport with Rav Hamnuna?
Yeah.
Very well. Right? What we're not so sure that it comports with is Shmuel. Okay? But, and that's the irony here, that's the difficulty. And it is a difficulty. But let's proceed further and see what we can come up with. Okay, so now what we're doing is, this is a bakasha, clearly, that we should understand what it is that God, in His love, was gifting towards us. And not only that we should understand it in a cognitive sense, but that it should inspire us, Eitan, towards... Ahava, right? So there's a reciprocal Ahava. The giving of the Torah to us was a manifestation of Ahavas Hashem towards us, and we hope that we're able to receive it in Ahava. Now, it's really interesting, when presenting Hashem as the one who gave and taught Torah to us, we've now twice referred to Him with a term that's not that unusual, but as our Father. Why is that noteworthy? Very good, right? Okay, outstanding. V'shinatzo v'nachli matem osam espenechem, right, that Hashem is acting as the Father who teaches us Torah. We are His banim. Okay? And the Bakasha seems to continue. Right, so this is the extended Bakasha now, and again, it sort of branches out and diversifies from Torah proper to some other areas. Okay, you know, that there's this Kibbutz Golios, etc. Now let's conclude. So there's this middle section of Bakasha. So the Hodah Bakasha. Okay. Now that is a statement of Shevach, clear Shevach. That would be a statement of... Right, a Hodah, right? I think that the Kadosh Baruch Hu chose us, right? But I think you're right. Kilos Yisrael, that's a good citation from Rashi. The Shimcha HaGadol. Now, how has God brought us close to His shame? Good. Right? Lehodos Lecha. So, Lehodos Lecha, that is a formulation of... Okay, so Ava Rabba has elements of bakasha for sure. Rashi, I don't think, was somehow wrong about that. But Avi, what would you say the dominant theme of Avi Rabba is? Now, and again, that makes a lot of sense with Rav Hamnuna. That makes a lot of sense with Rav and Daf Chaf Aleph. How that works for Shmuel is not entirely clear, because he felt a birchas hamitzvah was needed. By the way, those who are veterans of the Bikias, you know, program. So what do we know? How do the Balei Tosfos hold about birchos kriyat shema? That they are not
necessary from Shmuel.
Well, it's not a birchas hamitzvah. It is Bircha Sheva Chvoda, right? Quoting here from the Yerushalmi, Sheva.
Oh,
Sheva Bayom.
Hilalticha.
Okay, so there's the very strong evidence for this. Okay, so let's take a look now at a Yerushalmi. So the Yerushalmi, which echoes our Bavli, but seems to throw in a little bit of a nuance that may help us, because we're really stuck. Very hard to see how Ava Rabba suffices from Shmuel's point of view, from the Bavli's point of view. But maybe we could complicate matters just a little bit further, and Ben Sion, two complications is already the beginning of an answer, right? Okay, so take a look at the Yerushalmi for us, Ben Sion. So Amar Rav Ba, or Bo, or Bu, Vehu Sheshina Al Atar. So, first of all, you always have to respect the names of the Amoraim and the Yerushalmi. Bone, Bo, Boon.
Simone, Lazar, Yuda.
Really, really.
Exotic. Akiva with a hay.
Yeah. They should definitely have had name tags in the Yerushalmi based medrash. I'm Boo. Anyway. Vehu Shishina Alatar. So, what is he saying, Ben Sion?
You have to
make the bracha, which we know according to Shmuel is either lasok b'divrei Torah or al divrei Torah, whatever you know you think. But the achar kriyat shema, you don't have to make any bracha. But you don't have a line here of shikar niftar b'ava rabba. What you have is providing that you learned right away. Okay, so that's really interesting. It's in like the Bavli that Ava Rabba is a total and complete sufficient replacement for Berachas HaTorah, and now apparently that's not the case. That Ava Rabba's potency is pretty limited. It only works if you're a Brachos Samach Dalet man. What do I mean by Brachos Samach Dalet man? You have a Brachos, right? Yud Aleph, Yud Zayin, Chaf Aleph, Lamed Hey, Samach Dalet. We're covering a lot of the Masachta. One line below it, Ephraim. No, one line above that.
Oh, okay. You go straight from the Biz Kassas to the Biz Medrash.
Right. Yeroa Elokim Bitzion, right? So apparently only works if you immediately somehow activate the Ava Rabba by learning Torah right away. So Shmuel was very keen on this idea of a Birchas HaMitzvah, but the Yerushalmi throws in the idea that Ava Rabba can somehow work, but it's not as potent, it's not as effective as Birchas HaTorah themselves, but it can work if you go and learn right away. Ben Sion. Otherwise, it would just work for Shema only, and you would need a new Birchas HaTorah, right, meaning after davening, right. So the question is, can that help us? Right, because we were in a conundrum. We had a dilemma. What was our dilemma? Again, Rami just restated the dilemma. Without this Yerushalmi, we're trying to understand how it is that a beautiful expression of Hodah and some Bakasha can somehow function for Shmuel as a Birchas HaMitzvah, right? Right, Hishkim Lashanos, right, he clearly understands it to be somehow a Birchas HaMitzvah, whatever girsa you opt for, La'asok versus Al, so we're trying to understand how that works. And then we have this Yerushalmi, which says, oh, by the way, Ava Rabba and Birchas HaTorah aren't really created equal, right? That Ava Rabba is only effective under certain circumstances. So let's take a look at the Rif and the Tosfos, and let's see what we can do. See how the Rif learns, let's see how Tosfos learns, we'll get to the Rosh, see how the Rosh learns. We'll get to the rest of the Tosos. We'll get to the rest of the Rosh. Okay. Okay, Shai, go ahead. So Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel. This is in the Rif. Hishkin Lashanos. Kodem Shikra Kriyat Shema Tzarech Levarech Lachar Shikara Kriyat Shema. Eino tzarech levarech my time shikvar nifter ba'aba rabba. So then what does the Rif say? Does somebody have it?
Who?
Right, when we had the machlokes, whether the gear says Abba Rabba or Abba Solam, okay.
Rabbanan pliga le. Uchvar idicha le Allah ha deshmuel. The tanya kvasayu the Rabbanan.
Okay, so that anytime it says Abba Rabba, what, you know, since we reject that, we really say Abbas Olam. But what does the Rif conspicuously not object to? He says, okay, the Ava Rabba thing, that's Shmuel's thing, that's, you know, not correct. But what does he not introduce into the discussion? The Yerushalmi, right? Okay, so the Rif felt that apparently Ava Rabba, okay, very good. It functions as a Birchas HaTorah functions, okay? Which is certainly the simple reading of the Babli. I'm not saying that the Rif is doing anything, surprising here, but it's worth noting in light of Tosfos, right? Because Tosfos says, right, this is Tosfos on Yud Aleph and Beis. David, go ahead. You learned right away. Right. So immediately the Balei Tosos, contra the Rif, are introducing what? Right. They have a very hard time believing that Ava Rabba is the full functional equivalent of Shmuel's Birchos HaTorah. So let's just hold it up here for a second, right, before we get into, you know, further discussions, because we're going to, you know, read that at length. The rest of the Tosos happens to be my favorite Tosos in Shas. But let's just hold it up here. Why would that be? Anybody have any thoughts about it? I mean, the Balei Tosos seem to be, you know, pretty deferential to the Yerushalmi, like the Rif. Avi, go ahead. Right, so that's why you would expect it to be a little bit different, but then, okay, fine, but what about on the back end? If it's Shishin al-Atar, then how does it work? Why shouldn't you have to, under all circumstances, have a new Birchas HaTorah? Why, if you're a Brachos Samach Dalet man, get the t-shirts made, 64...
What? Seriously?
You're a Samach Dalet man. So, you know, it would have been nice had you, you know, made more, you know, copies for the rest of the, you know, the year. Okay. You know, there's still time. So then, how does it help? Ephraim?
Because...
So the element that's missing, clearly Ava Rabba has Bakasha, it has even more Hodah, but if a person...
Then, maybe this is what Tosfos are saying, but instead of learning the Torah, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, you're learning the Torah, the mitzvah of Avos Hashem.
Okay, that's already very creative. I knew... feeling you might say something like that, which is good, and I don't think that in the end it's going to come out that different. But Avi, we say right. So that's Tosos quotes that at the end here. That's a general position of the Bali Tosos that we should be machmer to do it Rebirchas Torah also. That's why we have Psukim, we have Mishnah, we have Gemara. Okay, when we see the Balamor, you know, tomorrow we'll get into that issue. But anybody want to explain how this might work? Noam? The problem is the same issue that we raised with the Korbanos, is that it doesn't really reflect so much about Talmud Torah because it's part of the tefillah at that point.
Tiferet Shmuel made clear you have to go afterwards.
What's that?
Tiferet Shmuel on the Rosh made clear you have to go afterwards.
You have to
go afterwards and learn something else.
Right, of course, yeah. Vuhushashin al Atar. Otherwise, the Rishon makes it no sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think you needed the Tiferet for that, but okay. Yenison? How do you learn?
Well, I test my tchum b'chol panim. I think maybe it's based on the fact that the Derei Rabbi Muna, they're trying to be including all mandamim of the Berachas Atayr, which is includes Rabbi Yechon, includes Hayda on his meister on Hayda on Shmuel's Berachas Atayr. Perhaps like maybe try to link the two, the bakasha from
So I'm just trying to understand. If you learn right away after davening, so you say, oh, now your Ava Rabba, as far as Shmuel's is concerned, you accept the Yerushalmi, the Rif doesn't, the Balei Tosfos do. So if you learn right away, then Ava Rabba works as a Berachas HaTorah. So what we said is, we think we understand what the hesitation is, because Ava Rabba lacks an Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvos HaVitzivanu. But, Avi, I thought you started to say it before. But if you demonstrate... Sharper. Rotblatt?
I'm not sure if this is the accurate word, but can you say that Rabbi Shmuel, the reason that he said that Avraham Rabba works, because maybe in the passage of Berachas Hamana, the passage that we say right before Shema, so Berachas Hamana we also say right before the actions will be like what we're using over there.
You connect the Rambam, Berachas Hamitzah, Berachas Hananin. Okay, Akiva, you want to take a stab at it?
Can you say that by learning right after Ava Rabba?
What are you demonstrating?
That your Ava Rabba was meant to be a Birchas, in a sense, a Birchas HaMitzvah.
Why?
That Torah. Oh, the Birchas HaMitzvah are the overlaws.
That's what I thought you were saying before. That you relate to this as a tzivui. V'hushashina al-atar. V'altar al-atar. In that place, right away. Right? That you relate to it as a clear tzivui. So if you do that, then your actions speak louder than the missing words, right? So maybe the wrinkle of the Yerushalmi helps us understand how Shmuel could have been satisfied, right? That's been bothering us for a day and a half already. I hope to be able to prove this point through the continuation of Tosfos, but we're not there yet. That's just, these are, it's a hypothesis. Avi, very well done. You could see the wheels turning there. I thought you were getting to that exact point. Right? If you manifest that you relate to this as a chiyuv, then Shmuel can be satisfied. You consider yourself mitzvah. How do I know? Because immediately after davening, as soon as you could, you immediately began to learn Torah with no hefsek whatsoever. Right? No cup of coffee. No donut. Right? Nothing. Straight to the Rambam Chabura. Then take your tefillin off. You know, you have to be careful. So maybe that's the pshat. Okay, so we have our work cut out for us. tomorrow we're gonna. Again, I feel like we're starting to get. We're not at the periphery. We're not at the heart of the sugya. We're moving into the interstitial space here. Okay, so we're gonna continue to develop it. Avi, very well done. Really.